Some of you may know the story of St. Lawrence. It's in the year 258 that the Roman Emperor Valerian arrested all the clergy in Rome. He arrested the Pope, Pope Sixtus II. I'm glad he's not Pope today, because I can't say his name. Francis is a lot easier. So he arrested the Pope, and the Pope was executed. He was martyred. 3 days later, they arrested Lawrence, who was a deacon, and he was the treasurer of the church. Now the Pope had told Lawrence to give all the wealth of the church, the poor, the widows, the orphans, the people who cannot defend themselves. Those people are still among us. The emperor asked Lawrence, insisted he produce the treasures of the church. Lawrence asked for 3 days. So 3 days later, he brought to the emperor all the widows and the orphans, people with disabilities, the sick. And he said, here are the treasures of the church. The emperor was not amused. And so he had him ordered to be burned to death. And pious legend has it that right before he died, Lawrence said, turn me over. I think I'm done on this side. I don't know if that's true. But the story about the treasure of the church is true. Today's readings speak to us of who God sees as the treasures of the church. First reading, Zephaniah, says that God has a special place in his heart for the humble and the lowly. St. Paul in the second reading says that God chooses the weak of this world to shame the strong. And in the gospel, Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, the merciful, those who pursue justice, and peacemakers. These are the treasures of the church. These kind of folk is where we find the greatest holiness and the most heroic love. At the foundation of all the Beatitudes, I think, is the first one. To be poor in spirit. To be poor in spirit is to know that we are not self-sufficient. To know in a gut-level way, in a daily basis, I need God. That's what it is to be poor in spirit. Now contrast that with our culture. That tells us to be in control, to look good. Don't be weak. Don't be needy. And when we buy into that, we soon live our life without any reference to God. That is just the opposite of what it means to be poor in spirit. The Franciscan author, Father Richard Rohr, has a wonderful image of how most of us become poor in spirit. He says we're like actors, and we build stages around ourselves small enough so that we always succeed, and we always look good, and we are in control. Throughout our lives, God, in a very sneaky way, enlarges the stage. So that we don't always succeed, we don't always look good, and we're not in control. The Lord does this out of love. He does it out of love so that, because it seems like, for many of us, it's the only way we learn how to trust Him. Like, really, trust Him. Most of us do not choose or even want to be poor in spirit. We'd rather be in control. We'd rather be calling the shots. But then life happens, and we are sort of forced into this non-theoretical need for God. So this poor in spirit includes the poor, the materially poor. But it also touches on the experiences of the depressed and of the ill, the experience of the addict and of the dying, the experience of those whose marriages are falling apart, those who struggle to forgive somebody who's hurt them deeply. Eventually, life teaches us that we are not self-sufficient. And God is constantly enlarging that stage until we realize how much we need Him. When we come to that point, we are ready to be blessed, to break through the illusions of self-sufficiency, and have the thrill, and it really is a thrill, of letting God be in control, of letting God call the shots, of letting God take care of us. This is a happy way to live. And honestly, it really reduces our stress and our anxiety, much of which is self-imposed, because we're trying to be God. When we surrender this sense of control, we are ready to be blessed by a big and beautiful truth, that the Lord is close to the humble and the lowly, and that He is the answer to all of our problems. Today's readings speak to us about who God sees as the real treasures of the church, often those who cannot defend themselves. It is there that we find the greatest holiness and the most heroic love. May the Eucharist we celebrate this morning give each of us the grace to surrender that illusion of self-sufficiency and to learn to trust the Lord when He enlarges the stages of our life.